Panthers have won the toss. They have elected to defer. They're going to kick this one away. Stewart has the ball teed up. Deep man back there for Ogama Heights is Rob Hawk. They got Cardis in there. Carter Schmidt back there as well. Stewart's ready to boot this one away. Bright orange cleats as always. Colin O'Grady back there too for Ogama Heights. We're ready. Ball teed up on the 40. Standish versus Ogama. Ball kicked on the ground. Fielded at about the 40-yard line. And to about the 42-43 is where Ogama Heights will get underway.
Yeah, they got Kelvin Marshall in that second level, and he caught it off the hop, and he immediately ran into somebody from Standish. He was looking for contact right away and just get forward, get what I can. You know, there's no wall set up for that type of kick, so they're going to take over, you know, right around midfield, about the 45-yard line, 44-yard line.
This game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Coles Appliance of Lincoln and Tatewa City, Lake Ogama Marina of West Branch, and West Branch Collision. Single back formation, tight formation here for Ogama Heights. Cardis brings a man in motion, snap, handoff right side. Now we're going to get a flag. Yeah, it had somebody jump on Ogama
Heights. It looks like some of the linemen on Ogama were going, and the ball had not quite been snapped yet. So they had a little bit of a hole there, but it's going to bring it back to first and 15.
The ball was officially, placed there at the 44. It'll come back to the 39. It'll be first down and 15. Brad Allen, Scott Lewick here with you. Chad Meyer back at the radio station today. This big-time Division 5 matchup. Xander Cardis gets the play from Coach Chad Miller. Going to see a lot of running today from both of these teams. So kickoff here was at like 6:59. I think we'll be done by 7:59. Only a fullback behind. They bring a man in motion. Snap, give to that fullback. Marshall looking to bounce it outside. Strung out, met in the backfield, going down.
Yeah, just a great play by the defensive end right there to string that play, make him run sideways. And then number 20, who's playing a monster back, Ty Yorton comes up and makes a tackle. Standish is in a 52 defense with a monster and a three defensive backs. Number 20 is their monster back. He's going to go to the strength of the running game each play. And they did a great job of spilling that sideways. Make them, fill the hole and make him run sideways. And that was a great play by Standish.
Calvin Marshall's definitely a fullback. Running east-west, not his thing. They mark him back at the 36-yard line. Second down and long. I formation, snap, Cardis option. He'll keep it. Slip a tackle at the line. A lot of room in front of him. He's back. He's got a first down. Now he cuts it outside to the 25, 20, 15, 10. One man to beat. Makes him at the 5. Dive for the pylon. Touchdown, Falcons.
No flags. Just going with dive option. He put it in Marshall's belly. He rode it for a long time. Even took on some contact. And at the contact, he pulled it out, and there was nobody at the second level. Everybody bit on that dive.
64 yards for Xander Cardis. Late decision to pull that football. Makes one man miss. Able to fight off some contact at the end. Falcons strike first.
Yeah, as long as he held that in the fullback's belly, you would think that there'd be some other people making a play right there. But, you know, they're going to read some kids, and they're going to block the rest. So they did a nice job blocking downfield, and wasn't a defensive back in sight to make a stop.
Michael Stahl in to kick this one through the uprights. Cardis will hold. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and that is good, too. 11:02 to play in our first quarter. 7-0 Ogama Heights and WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and by Sunrise Family Credit Union of Standish. 7-0 Ogama Heights, and this kickoff goes out of bounds by Michael Stahl, so Standish will start. I'm sure they'll take it at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, trying to just line drive kick, trying to keep it away from the return game, and caught some grass and kind of kicked left and ran out of bounds, so. You know, luckily they didn't stay in bounds. That was a good kick. It would have been down about the 5-yard line before they picked it up.
We mentioned, though, at the top that starting fast was so important for Standish. Everything going their way. First snap is a false start. Second one, they get a 3-yard loss. Second down and long, and then they give up the big play for a touchdown. Not at all what Coach Malcolm was thinking about.
No, you look for people to make big plays at the beginning, and they're behind it already.
They go into that standard Standish pistol. It's going to be an option play. Pitch to the right on the ground. Ogama Heights is on it. The pitch was behind Bartlett. The Falcons are on it. deep in Standish territory.
Yeah, we talked about turnovers. When you have them, where are you going to have them? They hit them deep. It's going to be almost to the red zone, probably about the 25, 26-yard line. But, you know, running the option in the rain, that can be tough. And that was just straight option. There was no dive fake. It was a speed option. Nice job by Ogumaw stringing it out. He got the late pitch, and it's behind him a little bit. And a couple different guys tried to jump on it, and the ball would squirt a little bit. And then finally Ogumaw did get on it. So it looks like the ball is about the 24-yard line.
So with 10:53 to play in the first, Ogumaw Heights already leading 7-0 now is the ball. They go single back. Marshall is directly behind. Three wide receivers left, one right. Curtis under center. Snap. Hand off to Marshall up the gut. Not much there. He gets tackled about the 26.
Yeah, and, you know, they got three receivers split left and in a bunch formation quite wide and wide receiver right, and you think they're probably not going to throw it that far. So I think the linebackers right there are looking run. You can see that they snuck up before the snap. And, you know, they hit him almost the line of scrimmage, but he still got 3 yards. So just the strength and the forward momentum, and he's just a sophomore. So we'll be calling his name for a couple more years.
Long, long time. He fills the role. Bryce Burdan had it last year. It was a good job in that fullback role, and they filled it nicely. They'll go I formation now behind Curtis. Marshall and then Carter Schmidt, one wide receiver outright. They bring a tight end in motion. That's Hawk. He resets on the right. There's the snap. Handoff. Schmidt on the left, able to find a small crease up to about the 15-yard line, and this is going to be third down and short.
And they like to run a little H-back. They put him over in the tackle tight end gap. That's Jack Fochting, and then they run behind him, and that's kind of a little counter play. They do rotate fullbacks. You know, Connor Lambert, another sophomore, he was in that time for fullback, and he kind of runs the other way, so if you're reading fullback, you're going the wrong way. It's a little one-man counter up behind the H-back and gets him about six and brings up third and short, which is just ideal for Ogumaw.
This screams quarterback sneak. They're going to go that same formation just now, flip the H-back to the right, again bring Hawk in motion to the right. So they're overloading there, I-formation behind Curtis, third down and a yard. Standish 15 snap. It's going to be Curtis keeping it, and a long developing play. He does slip across the 15-yard line to the 14. This might be enough for a first down. They might have to measure it. Nope, they're going to give him the first down.
Yep, they did wave the first down. Looks like he might have tripped on a foot when he was coming out of the snap right there. Maybe a guard or somebody like that got pushed back, but he didn't have his footwork as he spun to fake the dive and then just decided to keep it and not fumble the ball. So smart by him right there. And really, he just jumped forward because his balance was off and got just enough for the first down, so that's going to set him up inside the 15-yard line.
9 minutes to play in the first, 7-0 Ogumaw Heights, and they have the ball driving on the 14-yard line of Standish Sterling. I formation, Marshall and Schmidt with one wide receiver out right. Now they're going to flip two tight ends to the right, too. Curtis under center. Snap. Going to be handoff left side to Schmidt, met at the line going down, penalty flag thrown in late.
Yeah, they're bringing the tight end and the H back to the right, and they're trying to run back to the weak side, but Standish isn't over adjusting. You know, they're still strong on that back side, so they didn't give up much right there, and you know, the way that's thrown, that's interior.
We have a hold on Ogumaw Heights, so that'll back them up 10 yards, and this is such a big defensive drive for Standish Sterling, so now it's going to be first and 20. They've got to get a stop here. You almost can't allow Ogumaw to put another touchdown on the board.
Yeah, like I said, avoid the big play. I think that every play they've had has been 3-4 yards, except the one. So, you know, one of the keys was avoid the big plays. One of the keys for Ogumaw was to make a few of the big plays. So, like I said, they got them second and 20. I wouldn't expect a field goal unit until they get, you know, at least 10 more yards. So if they can stop them and not give up those 20 yards in four plays, they should be in good shape.
This game brought to you in part by Classic Lawn Care of Sterling, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallis. First and 20, I formation, snap. Going to be a stretch handoff to Schmidt. Bounces to the outside, got just across the 20-yard line. It'll be second down.
Yeah, nothing fancy about that. Like you said, just a stretch play, a little outside zone to the right, and seeing if he can turn the corner. But, you know, the field's a little bit wet, and they're on the near hash, so there's just not a lot of room for him to make a play right there. But he does get forward. He does get 4 yards, 5 yards, so maybe second and 14.
They mark him down at the 18. They've got to get to, looks like, about the 3-yard line. So it's going to be still second down and 15. One running back in behind Curtis, a couple of H-backs and a wide receiver. They bring the man behind the formation. It's going to be a reverse to Hawk, and Standish read it. Back behind the 20-yard line, they make the tackle. Tucker Rokas in there back at the 21.
And nice job by the Panthers right there. Nice job by the Sanders coaching staff. They know when 16 lines up there at the H-back or at the wing on the right. That's the counter. Kingsley didn't recognize it last year. They knew it was coming. It was about an 8-yard touchdown that kind of sealed the deal. But nice job by Sanders right there recognizing that play and bringing up third and long. So right now, if they can make a play right now, I think they can keep the kicker off the field. So, you know, you get the stop here, then you got the long fourth down, you can get a stop.
Hogan Hines has not put the ball in the air yet. Now they do go three wide receivers, though, only one running back behind Cardis. Snap, roll out left. Cardis does look to pass. Pressure coming behind him. Fire over the middle. Receiver dives, makes the catch. That's going to be a first down.
And that's Carter Schmidt coming out of left wing. They had Marshall in the backfield. That's just a sprint left. And pretty good pass, but even a better catch. He had to lay out full for that, you know, like an outfielder diving for a ball. He had to lay out, and he made that catch in this weather. So great play. Ogama's making the plays early.
Ogama loves it when they have something in 20. Second and 17, they score a touchdown. Third and 20, now they fire one there. They're going to go three wide receivers way out left, one to the right, and then a running back straight behind Cardis. Snap, quarterback sneak, powering forward. Offensive line gets the push. They got to come in and take a look. Touchdown, Ogama Heights Falcons.
Yeah, that's just center on nose guard. See if you can get him pushed a little bit. You know, guard on the defensive tackle, you have a little bit of a gap right there. They recognize that they, maybe they can get something right there, and they got that first push, and then really you don't nothing until you get the linebacker. So the 2 yards they needed and 2 yards they got.
13-0, about halfway through the first quarter here. Ogama Heights just picking up right where they've left off. Good snap, good hold. Kick by Stahl is up, and that's good too. 6:25 to play in the first quarter. 14-0. Ogama Heights here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights halfway through our first quarter. Stahl kicks it deep. Fielding it at about the 5-yard line of the Panthers, up to the 15, to the 20. Spun down at about the 18-yard line.
LePan on the return. Yeah, Grayson LePan, high end over and kick, so they figure that they can cover it. And real nice job by the Ogama kids getting down to cover that. Not much of a return, maybe a 15-yard return only gets to the 20. So, you know, once again, they're a little bit going uphill for Sanders. So they need to crank out a couple first downs here for sure, possess the ball a little bit, and see what they can get going offensively, see what's going to work for them.
They've got to at least flip the field here. There's no doubt about that. So they, again, line up as they always do in the pistol. Bartlett behind is going to be a snap. Give to Bartlett. Has a crease. Jumps through the line a little bit. Gets across the 25-yard line to the 26. That's a pickup of 5-second down.
Yeah, he's got real quick feet. That was a nice run by him. Not a huge hole. He kind of shifted in the hole, and at the second level, he shifted a little bit more to get 5 yards. You know, it looked like a hole. It looked like a nice run, but it really only amounted to 5 yards. But nice job by Stannis getting that first initial push.
14-0, Ogama Heights. 5:50 to play and counting in our first quarter. Brody Sullivan, the quarterback, in shotgun snap. Give up the gut, Bartlett, to about the 29-yard line. It'll be third down and two.
Bartlett on the carry. Yeah, pulling the backside guard on that, and you know, just trying to block down, kick somebody out. You know, crams it up in there, gets about three. So third and two is a good situation for Sanders. They just need to convert right here.
They've gone to the option. They have not gone to Brody Sullivan running the football yet in their three plays. Two running backs there with Sullivan, one wide receiver. It's going to be a snap. It's going to be a handoff up the gut, enough for a first down to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, straight ahead. I didn't catch that number. Is that
Rokas, 46.
46? Okay, no, 42 or 46. But, yeah, Tucker Rokas, and he looks a little bit like Calvin Marshall right there. He gets the ball, and he gets his pads forward and gets running as hard as he can. So, you know, he's not afraid of contact in the hole. So, nice job by him getting him on the first down up about the 33-yard line.
No, he had a great score against Millington where on a trick play, Rokas caught it going down the field, realized he wasn't going to outrun anybody, so he just stiff-armed two defenders and moved him out of his way that way. He's not afraid of contact. Back to the pistol, they move Collins out to the right. Now they bring another man in motion. Snap's going to be still just straight ahead. Give to Bartlett, looking for room on the right side. Strung out by Ogama Heinz, taken down about the 34-yard line to pick up a one or two.
Yeah, he had a nice hole right there. He got through the hole, but that's 21 right there filling the hole. Carter Schmidt, your running back, playing linebacker as well, and his job is to find that hole and fill it, and he did. And you know, he met Bartlett right there at the hole, and knocked him sideways and only gave up about 2 yard gain, maybe 1.5 on first down. So much better first down play there for Ogemaw.
This is the type of game Standish wants to play, though. They want to play this kind of just slow, move it down the field. They'd like to not be down 14-0 doing it, but that's just where they stand. It's going to be a snap. It's going to be a handoff on a jet sweep. Nope, Sullivan kept it up the middle. Spins off a couple of tackles, and he does get across the 45-yard line. Plenty for a first down to the 46.
Yeah, that's that quarterback read where you got a guy in motion across the face of the quarterback. He puts it in the belly, and then he reads the defensive end. If the defensive end's going to step up field, all the blocking is for the quarterback. But if the defensive end steps up field, he's got a hole right there, and that's a great play by Standish right there. If the defensive end just kind of squats, then you hand the ball off to the jet sweep, and you get the perimeter block by your wide receivers. So I like that play in high school football. I like that play in college football. And they executed very well by Standish.
Bartlett, the lone back, one wide receiver left, couple of H-backs, snap, hand right to Bartlett, cuts up the middle. Keeps fighting off tackles. He's to midfield, and he'll finally be dragged down about the 47-yard line of Ogemaw Heights. That's a tough pickup of 7.
Yeah, good hard run. That's whatever he got it after contact because he was hit at the line of scrimmage. But he lowered his shoulder and just went shoulder head to shoulder pad. And it's the easiest tackle to get off. So nice job by him. A lot of different formations by the Standish kids. So the key for Ogemaw is to make sure they get lined up right and don't get outnumbered somewhere.
Now they're going to go again with Bartlett in the pistol. Two running backs behind him, though. A couple of wide receivers. Snap. He will keep it. Run the option to the left. Pitch it out to nope. He's going to fake the pitch out to Rokas. And he spins ahead. Gets across the 45-yard line. That should be enough for a first down.
Yeah, and if I'm coaching him, I'm saying fake the pitch every play. Let's not throw it behind him. Let's not throw it on the ground. You know, running the option, it takes a lot of practice to be good at it, and I'm sure they do that. But, you know, once again, it's legal to throw it forward, so let's not throw it backwards. But the fake pitch can be a weapon as well, and he did a nice job, and he was a little bit snaky after that, too. Got the team a first down.
They'll line up first and 10 on the Ogemaw 44. They bring a man in motion, and he's going to keep it on the fake, and got swallowed up in the backfield. He faked it to Billy Lohr, and he paid for it.
He missed his read. He should have gave that. You know, the defensive end didn't come up as far as he liked, and if he hands it, I think they can get outside that DN and maybe turn the corner. So I think he missed his read on that one right there. Same play that he just ran earlier for about 13 yards, just to the right instead of the left. But I think he just maybe missed his read and kept the ball instead. He got swarmed, like you said, right away.
14-0, Ogemaw Heights, 2.5 minutes to play here in the first. Second down and 12 for Standish. Snap, give Bartlett, cuts back a little counter, got back to about the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10.
Yeah, and that's just straight zone blocking right up the middle. Nobody's pulling. They're just looking for a push, see how far they can get forward. And they did okay, but backside defensive end, I believe it was, or maybe it was 62, maybe it was a nose tackle. One of them got through and was able to get it, kind of tackle him from the side and drag him down.
Third down and 10, you're probably in four down territory here if you can pick up at least half. Bartlett behind Sullivan, snap, give to Bartlett. Bartlett's got a crease to the right side, slips off a couple of tackles, and he will be taken down across the 40-yard line, about the 37. It sets up fourth and short.
So everything we've seen out of the ball carriers tonight, Bartlett definitely has the quickest feet. You know, and the rain doesn't seem to have slowed him down. He's real quick making his cuts. He did a real nice job right there, just about a yard down past the line of scrimmage, cutting away from the first tackler. Then he was able to turn the corner. So it's going to bring up about fourth and two. Like you said, if they can get something on third down, they'll probably go for it. And there's no punter on the field. They're lining up to go for it.
That's a big play for them. Probably, I don't know if you straight hand off to Bartlett here. Probably go some sort of option. They do hand off to Bartlett. He slips off one in the backfield, reaches. He's going to be a yard short, and this is going to be a turnover on downs, Ogemaw Heights football.
Yeah, he did a nice job there trying to get all he could, and he reached out at the end, but, you know, his reach was a little bit late. His knee was already down, they called, and so he might have got the ball to the yardstick, but he was already down before he got that reach out. So they didn't get one of the blocks up front. They lost one of their one-on-ones up there, and he got hit right away. So good effort by him trying to get it, but they just didn't get the initial push that they needed.
Well, Ogemaw takes the field. Let you know this game brought to you in part by the Flying Pig venue of Standish, Willard's Equipment in West Branch, Culligan Water of West Branch, and Ma Dieters of Luzerne. I formation here for Ogemaw Heights. They take over on their own 35-yard line. Snap, and it's going to be a handoff. Kept by Cardis and able to bounce outside, but still going to lose good 3-4 yards. I tried to predict that he was going to hand that off, and he
It was just run a dive option there, and I was watching the same thing you were, and I saw the kid get hit, and he didn't have the football, and then I realized that they pitched it back. So, you know, once again, they run the dive option. Nice job by Stannis stringing that out for a 1.5 yard loss, 2 yard loss, bring up second long.
This might be our last play of our first quarter. We have 20 seconds remaining. Ogemaw's not broken the huddle yet. Nope, they're going to go to the bench. So they'll flip sides of the field. 14-0 Ogemaw after one on WKJC, your power station for sports. Yeah, 14-0 Ogemaw Heights after one. Snap on the first play of the second quarter. Handoff Carter Schmidt into the line. Maybe got a yard. And that'll set up third down and 11 and a chance here for Standish Sterling to get off the field.
Yeah, once again, Ogemaw shifted. They went to an overload set to the right. Standish was right there with them, so no gain really on second down. And once again, they're in a third and long. They've been in bad situations before and gotten themselves out of it. Ogemaw's made all the big plays early, so see if Standish can get a stop right here.
Ogemaw's thrown the only pass so far in the game. We'll see if they throw another one here. Two wide receivers out right, I formation, snap. Back to pass off play action, fire over the middle, looking for Hawks. Got to get underneath of it, can't quite get there. And so that'll be fourth down. And a chance now, Standish did get off the field, and I'm sure Ogemaw will punt this football away.
Yeah, it looks like the punt team's coming on the field. Just a two-man route right there. They were in slot to the right. And Hawk went down the seam and just threw a fade to him down the middle. A little bit of pressure on the quarterback right there. Made him throw it off his back foot a little bit and, you know, had to use his arm more than he wanted to and then overthrew it a little bit. So nice job by Standish getting a little bit of pressure right there. You know, a little rainy conditions here. You want to make sure you field the ball cleanly or just let it go. And not worry about it. Once they punt it, it's your ball if you don't turn it back to them.
Punter stands in the 20. It is a good snap. Ogemaw gets a high kickoff. Not a great kick. Comes bounding down and will be down inside the 30-yard line. Back in 30 seconds as Standish takes the field. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. On the first play snap, play action pass here. Sullivan looking for somewhere to go, can't find anything, and now he'll just take off for the sideline, and he will get across the 35-yard line and step out of bounds at the 38. That's a good pickup of about 7 yards by Brody Sullivan.
Yeah, I like the play action coming out of the quarter. I didn't like the routes. It was play action. Everybody went deep. They were very well covered. You know, nothing dragging across the middle field, no crossing routes. But it did clear all the defensive backs and gave him an opportunity to run and pick up 7 yards on first down. So nice job by the quarterback there scrambling out.
14-0 Ogemaw Heights. Standish with the football snap. Give to Bartlett. Looking for a crease up the middle. Able to find or create one for himself, and does get across the 40 right at the sticks, and they're going to say first down at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, so once again, the beginnings of a nice drive. They were able to possess the ball for quite a bit last drive. You know, they end up turning it over on downs, but this is exactly what they need. They need to possess the ball, but they got to turn it into points at the end, too. So they've been pretty good on 95% of the plays with Ogemaw, but they give up the two big ones, fourth down pass and the long touchdown run.
One running back there with Sullivan. Snap. He will keep it on the fake. Run to the left side. It's got a little bit of blocking. Slips off a tackle. Cuts across the field. Breaks another tackle. Down inside the 45-yard line at about the 41. And a big run by the quarterback, Brody Sullivan.
Yeah, he keeps it on the dive option. And kudos to him. That was he's a playmaker right there. He did a lot of things on his own right there, making people miss, bouncing off tackles, being tough. Frustrated Ogemaw enough to call a timeout.
Take one with them. 14-0 Ogemaw, 10:22 to play in the second on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Turner Bean and Grain, Daniel Septic Service of Sterling, and Compassionate Care Home Health Services of Northeast Michigan. Out of the Ogemaw Heights timeout, a two-yard run there by Jacob Bartlett. 14-0, Ogemaw Heights, 10 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Standish with the ball on the Ogemaw 41-yard line. Bring a man in motion, that's Collins, and they will fake it to him. And again, Sullivan is swallowed up in the backfield back at the 46.
Yeah, he just held that too long. He should have just gave it right away, let him run jet sweep. They've got maybe a chance to turn the corner right there. They did have some penetration that kind of blew that up. That's one of the best ways to blow up that play is get penetration. So we got to make sure we get those kids blocked right there. But I think he probably should just gave that right away and let the jet back see what he can get. So I see the big offensive lineman, Maddox Gonzalez. I see him. They flip him right to left. I wonder if that's a tell on any of their plays.
Snap, he's going to roll out right. Sullivan, pressure behind him, looking, fires over the middle, has a receiver. Collins makes the catch at about the 31-yard line. That's enough for a first down and a third down conversion for Standish Sterling.
Yeah, just got enough. He had another receiver that might have been open even deeper, but he was under a little bit of pressure. He got flushed, but this time they had a drag route coming across the field, and he found him a little bit high, but the kid made a play, got up there, caught the pass. Is that Ryder Stokosinski? We're going to go with Stokosinski on that. So he made a nice play, and he got first down.
Bartlett is the deep back behind. Snap, roll out left. Sullivan going to throw again. Looking, fires left side out in front of Trace Collins. That's incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, that's a nice play. The sprint out, so they got to make sure they seal the end, which they did. So he had a chance to sprint out and give the drag chance to get across the field, and they cleared the defensive back on the sideline out with the wide receiver. So well-designed play right there. Just couldn't throw it on the mark as he's rolling left against his strength right there. So sets them up second and 10, but I think they're probably in four-down territory and maybe run the ball here and see what they can get to set up third down.
Giving Bartlett a break these last couple of plays. And snap's going to be reversed. Double pass. Briggs looking to fire it. Just chucks it deep down the field. Easily intercepted. It's picked off by Cardis. Cardis coming back the other way. Looking for room at the 40. And he'll be taken down at the 42-yard line. Sam Briggs on. That's a trick play they ran against Millington. He just threw it up, a ruptured duck, and Cardis waited underneath of it.
Yeah, you know, I like the play call if it was a run. I think he had a chance to turn the corner right there. They missed a block on the end. They had the kid sealed for a second, but then that kid got free, and that's the kid that put pressure on him, and he had no chance to step into his throw and just kind of threw up a punt right there. But I liked a little bit the counter reverse. I kind of like that play. You know, if they block that for a run, I think he turns the corner.
Well, that shuts down an offensive possession. And so Ogumon takes over. 42-yard line, I formation. Snap, turn, give. Schmidt looking for a room. Gets across the 45-yard line to the 46. Pickup of about four, second down.
Yeah, just off-tackle ISO right there with the lead fullback, just trying to see what you can get. You know, that's the play that Carter Schmidt can break if he gets a little bit of a seam. So nice job by Standish right there fronting that gap and making sure to get him on the ground right away. So only 2 yards on first down. You know, think about that turnover. We talk about where you're going to have him. You know, if they turn the ball over there at the 5-yard line and make that tackle, it's a lot different than him returning it out to the 45-yard line. So it would have worked as a really good punt if they could have covered it. You know, the ball was in the air for a long time, so you'd like to see some of the receivers get over there and make that tackle right away. But nice job by Cardis to get the ball back almost to midfield.
I formation, real-time formation here for Ogumah Heights. Snap, give, left side, Schmidt, met at the line. Man, somehow fell forward for a yard.
Yeah, nothing there. Real good job by the interior defensive line right there of Standish. Looks like number 46 on the tackle right there, Tucker Rokos. So nice play by them, not giving up much to the run game at all. So we'll see if they want to go back to the option where Cardis has a chance to run the ball or maybe even pitch it to Carter Schmidt. So we'll see how they do on that. But I don't think they're going to panic and throw the ball here. But, you know, as good as their running game is, they're going to go slot to the right.
Where Rob Hawk stands, third down and six, ball in the 46. Cardis under center, snap, will roll out to pass. Pressure behind him, fires right side. It is low, it is caught. Won't be enough for a first down at about midfield to the Standish 49, fourth down and a yard.
And that's the same type of pass protection I saw last week with the Kingsley game where he'll sprint one way and they won't block that backside end, and that's the pressure's coming from the backside. So he knows he's got to sprint out. He knows he's got to get rid of it. He can't make too many reads or he's going to take one in the back. So it's going to bring up fourth and short, you know, probably just something Marshall or Schmidt behind Marshall.
So it's fourth down and yard. Good full yard. Under center is Cardis. Snap. Turn, stretch play to Schmitz, got the first down. Now he's got the corner, and he slips deep into Standish territory about inside the 40-yard line, excuse me, pushed out of bounds about the 37.
There's a flag at the 42-yard line near the end of the play. I don't know if there's a push in the back out there. Maybe they tried to reach for the face mask. I didn't quite see anything, but I did see the flag come down.
We have face mask on Ogama. 5-yard face mask on Ogama.
So that could be, you know, that could be the running back trying to get a stiff arm and getting his fingers up in the face mask there. So
should still be enough for a first down.
Yep, 5 yards from the spot. Yep. And they've crossed midfield down to about the 44-yard line too. So they're looking at 4-down territory the rest of this series. So Stanish needs to make a stand here on first down.
It is 14-0 Ogama Heights, 6:17 to play in the second. Full house backfield behind Cardis. Snap, stretch play left side. That looks like Schmidt. Schmidt able to get to the corner, able to power through a defender.
Men on the carry.
To about the 25-yard line. That's Lambert, number 22, who carried the football.
Yeah, same play left side. They're trying to run to the wide side of the field. And if he can get through that seam, you know there's not much there. So they got the block on the defensive back, and he picks up a nice gain on first down to move the chain down about the 25-yard line now. So, yeah, just zone stretch to the left. Nice job. Nice carry by Schmidt.
Halfway through the second quarter, they're going to stick with that full house backfield, three running backs. Trap play up the middle, I think. They handed that off to an H-back or a tight end.
They just went down. They went full house and went dive right, you know, trying to pop a quick one right through there. But nice job by Stanish. And that was Carter Schmidt. But they were just, yeah, full house backfield and tried to go just dive right. First play they invented in football, right? Football started on day one. Day two, they ran dive right. So nice job by Stanish stopping that.
Fun out-of-town score. Mayo and Whittemore Prescott, 2-0, Mayo.
Two-run homer?
Back to the full house. Ogama sticking with it. 2nd down and 8. Snap, straight drop back pass, fired deep right side, ball lofted in the air, jump ball incomplete, knocked away.
Yeah, just a one-man route right there with full house backfield, and he just took a three-step drop and threw it, and actually threw it right on a dime. He did get into the hands of the receiver, but the defensive back had a hand in there, too, to knock it away. So you're trying to catch him a little bit in a running formation, brings up 3rd and 8.
That was Rob Hock, the intended receiver. Grayson LePan came over and made the play. 3rd down and 8, probably 4-down territory. Scott mentioned earlier, ball on the Standish 23-yard line. I formation. It's going to be just quarterback run out to the right, and good 5-6 Panthers were there to make the tackle. A gain of only 1 to the 21.
Yeah, quarterback sweep with a little bit of lead. I think he wants to get outside the tight end, and the defensive end did a nice job stepping up and turning that back in. And once he had to cut back to the middle, he had to find the linebacker. So nice job by the defensive end over there. I didn't get a number on it, but he was able to stop that play from getting outside, and that's the key to stopping that play is not letting him turn the corner.
4:45 to play in our second quarter. Game is cruising along right now. 14-0 Ogama Heights. They scored on their first two possessions of the game. They punted on their most recent one, and they have 4th down and 6 right here. Cardis has done a nice job throwing the football, even in the pretty steady rain that's out there right now. They go 3 wide receivers, 2 right, 1 left, a running back back there. Snap, roll out left for Cardis. Looking, fires over the middle. Receiver pops open. Schmidt makes the catch. Touchdown, Ogama Heights. He fell across the line.
Yeah, just running a flag out of the slot. A little quick roll left. One back leading Calvin Marshall, protecting the quarterback right there as he sprints left. You know, he lobs it, and Carter Schmidt was able to beat his man one-on-one just on a flag route right there. Catches it right near the goal line, and like you said, falls into the end zone.
20-0. And Michael Stahl into kick the extra point. Good snap, a little low. Good hold, though. Kick is up, and that's good.
That kick is up, and it is
4:12 remaining in the first half. 21-0 Ogama Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, Mary's Country Corner of Sterling. Little pooch kick to the right side. Bounces on the ground, somehow stays in bounds, and it's a white jersey with a gold helmet who comes out on top of it. Ogama Heights football.
Yeah, just kicked it down in, you know, 35, 40-yard line. Just kick it over that front line, try to keep it away from the second line. You know, the ball hits the grass. You don't know what they're going to be able to do. So it kind of scooted away from Stanish, and Ogama kid comes sliding into it. So they pick it up about the 37-yard line, you know, in good shape, already up 21-0.
My gosh. Holcomb High's just getting everything to go their way right now. So the Falcons will keep the offense on the field. High formation, two wide receivers left. Snap. Going to be handoff on a little end around. Big room on the left side of the 20. Rob Hawks spins off a tackle at the 15. Fights off another one inside the 10. First and goal, but. Something tells me that this is coming back.
Yeah, about 5 yards downfield, they've got a flag on the field. So that's that tight end reverse. You know, he lines up at tight end. That's the play they're going to run, so they got to recognize that. And, you know, last time they had him at wing and they recognized it. This time they put him at tight end and they didn't. And, man, that field was wide open. They had everybody sucked over to the right and they came back left. And there was really nobody there. I thought he was probably going to score, but good hustle by the defensive backs.
Personal foul against the Panthers.
It's a personal foul against Standish.
I wonder if they chopped somebody downfield. I didn't see the official call yet, but it's going to give them first and goal anyway.
Personal foul, Standish. No
further information, so we don't know exactly what it was. But
first and goal.
So after the run and the penalty, they're first and goal about just inside the 5 yard line.
Under 4 minutes now to play in the second quarter. Schmidt the deep back in the eye. Cardis under center. Tight end to the left. Wide receiver left. Snap. Handoff. Schmidt right up the gut and into a pile. And
Schmidt up the middle.
After they clear off about 28 bodies, they'll find Carter Schmidt at the bottom of it with a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, I think you only got about one. I think you're right. It's, you know, a little bit hard to tell at our angle, but he did not get much. So they're just trying to run a goal line offense versus goal line defense. Nothing fancy about that. Just try to slam it at him, but nothing doing with that Standish front. Able to stop him really at the line of scrimmage and only give up a yard.
Something tells me they might just do that three more times.
Yeah, the problem is they got to stop that four times, yep.
Schmidt again, the deep back. Got a fullback in there in the eye. Again, they're going to bring Hawk over to the left. Snap. It's going to be stretch play left side. Schmidt got a hole, reaching down at the one.
Yeah, he's in the end zone, but his knee was definitely down, and he kind of, like you said, he slid on the wet grass into the end zone. But, you know, they got a hold of his ankle. He doesn't usually go down by that ankle grab, so he's going hard trying to get in that end zone. But nice job by Standish to stop him right there. But it's going to be third and inches, so you probably just a quarterback sneak, not don't even risk the handoff, don't even risk fumbling the ball. So you think the Standish kids would be lined up right there in the over the center in the A gap, trying to take away that quarterback sneak. And really what they need to do is they need to find a way to knock that ball out right now. So they want to get behind 28 here. But tough sled, third and goal from inches away.
Yeah, and one team knows when it's going to be snapped. They got the edge. Cardis does look like, just the way he's standing, like this might just be pushing forward. Same thing, I formation running everybody to the left. Snap to Cardis, quarterback sneak, reaches the football across.
Quarterback keeper.
Touchdown, Ogama Heights.
Touchdown, Falcon.
Yeah, he was just holding the clock right there, trying to run it down before the half. And, you know, when he did snap it, he kind of took a half step to the right. He didn't go right away. He took a little sidestep and then got the push. And then I think he extended the ball over. I don't think they got a whole lot of push with the offensive line right there, but he's close enough that he just had to extend the ball over, and then officials were able to see it and call the touchdown.
So that makes it 27-0. Ogama Heights, and you said during our last break, Standish really isn't that far away, but it is just a couple of plays that are really going against. Again, a low snap, good hold, kick is up, and that's good. 2:12 remaining in the first half, 28-0 Ogama Heights on WKJC, your primer station for sports. Two minutes to go until halftime. High D kick here by Stahl. Fielded at about the 12-yard line. Cutting to the right, Collins. Now he reaches back up the middle. Spins off a tackle. Taken down across the 30-yard line. That's where Standish will take over, trailing 28-0.
Yeah, number one, Trace Collins on the return right there. Real nice job by him. He's sprinting up the field, and as first contact comes, he spins right out of it and barely even gets touched and is able to keep his speed. So nice return out to the 30-yard line. You know, they've got to possess the ball for the next 2 minutes. More importantly, you know, they don't want to give up any points, so they need to possess the ball. And if they have a play they can break, maybe get it to 28-7. They do get the ball to start the second half, so best case scenario is they don't. Worst case scenario is they don't turn the ball over. run that clock out.
Snap, give to Bartlett. Bartlett bouncing to the outside, slips off a tackle to the 40, out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Pick up a 15 and a first down.
Yeah, exactly what they needed on the first play of the drive, first down. They needed to break one, get out to midfield, so now they can open up the playbook a little bit. But real nice run. Like I said, he's got quick feet. You know, he's in wet grass, so he's doing a nice job. They're gonna go quick here. And
they do say he was tackled in bounds, so the clock will run here. Ball on their own 43. Snap. Give Rokas. Rokas up the gut, maybe got a yard.
Yeah, not much right there. They tried to pull a guard up the hole, but by the time the guard got up the hole, there's a linebacker there too. So, you know, the good linebacker coaches know, the good linebackers know when they make that hole, that linebacker, it's for you. It's not for the ball carrier, it's for you. So real nice job of the inside backers right there for Ogumaw making the stop.
So it's second down. See if they put the ball in the air at all here. Snap. Going to be option play out left. Sullivan just keeps it, spins off a couple of tackles, got to about the 49. That's a pickup of about four.
I think one of the biggest things we're looking at right now is how aggressive Ogumaw's defense is. They're getting penetration on just about every play.
Standish will take a timeout, take one with them. 105 to play, 28-0 Ogumaw Heights in the second on WKJC, your primary station for sports. Thanks. 28-0 Ogumaw Heights out of the timeout. Third down here for the Standish Sterling Panthers. Sullivan's going to keep it on a fake. Look to get to the outside. Spins off one tackle. Now he's driven back, and this is going to be fourth down inbounds. Fourth down at about a yard on the Ogumaw 49.
Car is on the stop. That'll bring up
50 seconds remaining in the half.
Yeah, I got to believe they're going to go for it, and they're probably going to run as much clock as they can. He's not using a timeout. You know, you don't want to give the ball back to Ogumaw right here if you don't make it on first down. So he's probably thinking he's going to run some clock. You know, if he does turn it over, it might only be 30 seconds and a half.
I'm surprised Ogumaw was not taking a timeout. Handoff Bartlett. Bartlett will get the first down, spin up to about the 44-yard line. There's a stoppage just for the chains to reset. Nope, now there is a timeout. Timeout Standish Sterling, 27 seconds to play in the half on WKJC, your power station for sports. First down and 10, 30 seconds remaining. Play action pass, looking deep down the field. Sullivan's got to get rid of it. Now he's just going to take off and run. Got the first down and slips out of bounds with 22 seconds left in the half. They're going to mark him down at about the Ogumaw 30-yard line.
Yeah, and a great job by him scrambling out of there. You know, once he got squared up to look downfield, he saw a defensive end running in his face. So he just said, I need to outrun this kid, and he did. Otherwise, it could have been a sack for 5, 6, 7 yard loss. So real nice play by Sullivan there to break it. And then he gets the first down. He gets a little bit of extra yardage, and he gets out of bounds. So only 8 seconds off the clock, but they're already down to the 30-yard line.
This game brought to you in part by Fowler's Barbershop of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, Rose City RV Center, Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, the Law Office of Dwayne Hadley and Standish, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tallis and Dean Arbor Ford of Tallis City. They're going to go back to the trick play. Fires back across the formation to Sullivan, who took an absolute shot legally from Ogumaw Heights to break up the pass.
Yeah, that's Jack Facting, who plays the H-back on offense, plays linebacker on defense. That's that same trick play, you know, the end around. And this time, instead of throwing it down this side, he was transcontinental, trying to throw it back to the quarterback. And right as the ball got there, Facting just leveled Sullivan. So good to see Sullivan pop right back up. I thought it might have been a little bit early, but no penalty on that.
So it's second down, 17 seconds remaining. Snap, roll out left. Sullivan now has to step up in the pocket, looking, fires, finds a receiver. It's caught at about the 20 and slipped down inbounds, I believe.
I'll stop the clock.
It was Rokas.
Yep, he got tackled inbounds. That's a mistake right there. He needed to slip out of bounds, try to get a play that you can use a timeout afterwards. But you know, with 9 seconds, you can still get two plays off.
We'll take a break. It's a timeout. Their last of the half. It'll be first down for Standish Sterling. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. First and goal here for Standish Sterling on the Ogumaw Heights 9. This game brought to you in part by Nordic Spirits, a grill of Alger, the Fall Inn of Rose City, and Daniel's Well Drilling of Sterling. There are 9 seconds remaining in the half. It's Ogumaw 28-0. Snap, roll out right here for Sullivan. Looking, a lot of time off this clock here. Looking, fires to the end zone. It's caught but didn't get a foot down. 2 seconds remaining in the half.
Yeah, I'm glad he got rid of it. Like you said, the clock was running out. Give him a chance for another play. All you need is 1 second for your next play. So nice job by that. Great catch over there by number one. What did you say that was? Trace?
Collins, yep.
Trace Collins. Real nice catch. Just didn't quite have his toes down. Just a little bit out of bounds. So nice call right there by the officials. Ogumaw's going to take a timeout right here just to make sure that they're sound on the last play of the half.
Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Last play of our first half coming here, I'm almost certain. Second down and goal from the nine.
Yeah, barring a defensive penalty. And once again, the ball's on the left hash. They may sprint right again, try to get a roll out.
Snap, Sullivan will roll right. Looking, pressure in his face, fires. It is caught at the five by LePan, and he's not going to get there. He'll be taken down there. So it is a completed pass, but not enough to get in the end zone. So that brings us to halftime. Ogumaw Heights takes advantage of some mistakes. They have the halftime lead 28-0 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Getting set for the second half here from Standish Sterling. Panthers will start with the football, and they need to get some offense going. Trailing 28-0 here to Ogumaw Heights. This game brought to you in part by Eastern Dust Control of Standish, Relevant Electronics of Standish, and Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch. A couple of out-of-town scores. Mayo leading 10-0 over the top of Whittemore Prescott at halftime. Charlton Heston up 22-8 on Hillman at halftime.
The Oscoda Owls down 14-0 almost halftime in Oscoda.
That's Boyne, not bad.
Boyne City.
That's not bad. And so Stahl tees it up in the 40. It is still raining here in Standish. Good job. I don't see puddles forming on the field, so drainage must be all right here in Standish. It has just been not a hard rain, but just a steady rain all night long. Just a little pooch kick. Fair catch made. Nope, fair catch fumbled at the 36, and that was the whistle blew before that ball was down. That would have been an inadvertent whistle. Yeah. If Ogumaw dove on that, but
yeah, he was behind the receiver there, and he saw the fair catch wave, and then he saw the ball hit him in the belly, and he blew the whistle thinking he caught it, but it squirted out a little bit, but he still covered it up, so nice job. It's going to be a good field position. You know, they're out past the 30 already, 36, 37-yard line, 35-yard line probably, so good field position coming out with a trick play right to start the half.
They're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players lined up as in the deep left wide receiver slot. Only one down lineman. Snap to Sullivan. It's just a run to the right. And he gets out of bounds at about the 40.
Yeah, so they're going, it's kind of like the swinging gate where they've got a bunch of linemen over to one side.
Yeah.
And really, they had them outnumbered about 7-4, but they never been able to. I mean, it's a long pass. They're all the way at the sideline. So, you know, in that formation, they kind of ruled that out. But, you know, a nice call to change things up, see if Sullivan can make a play. You know, he ends up one-on-one on the sideline with a defender. If he can make that kid miss, he's going to go down the sideline. So, you know, they get six on first down. Bring up second and four.
Ball's on their own 41-yard line, back to the pistol. Regular amount of down linemen. Snap, handoff, Bartlett. Bartlett got a crease, bounces to the left side. Stiff arm at the 50, and wow, what a tackle by Xander Cardis. Looking like he was getting stiff-armed and somehow dragged him down by the feet, planning for a first down, though.
Yeah, and a real nice job by Bartlett right there. Like I say, he's got quick feet. He got outside, got through the hole. I thought maybe he made one extra movement. Maybe he should have just tried to get up to speed and outrun him instead of trying to make that move in a stiff arm. But real nice job by Carter coming up from a safety position making that tackle.
First and 10 on the Ogumaw 49-yard line. Snap, handoff, Bartlett looking to bounce it outside. And on the second or third effort, they're able to find a small crease to the 47-yard line, second down.
Yeah, pulling the backside guard, just a little inside trap right there. You know, not much doing, so he tries to bounce it a little bit to get 2 yards. Probably would have got zero if he'd have tried to cram it up the hole. So nice job by him with his quick feet to get a little bit.
See if they put the ball in the air at all in this drive, try and get a big play. They switch Maddox Gonzalez to the left side here. Snap, handoff Bartlett to the left. And maybe got two to the 46. And that is a, if they could have, you know, snap it while Gonzalez is in motion, that's a dangerous man to be in motion and running. That's the biggest dude on the field, no doubt.
Yeah, it reminds me when the younger Walderzak, I think it was Cole, when he was here at Standish, he was the biggest kid on the field, and they had him at tight end, and, you know, they would throw the ball to him, and he was almost impossible to tackle.
Third down and seven, probably four down territory here for Standish Sterling. They bring Collins in motion. Sullivan keeps it on the fake, fights off a couple of tackles. He'll get to about the 41, set up fourth down and medium, fourth down and short here.
Sullivan on the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, we talked in the first half where they do move Gonzalez from right tackle to left tackle and back, and right now he's shifting over to left tackle. And what they're doing is they're just cutting him. So wherever he's at, he's not going to get off that block and drive him downfield because they're cutting him and they're making a pile at his hole. So nice job by Stanis running the ball outside of that gap right there and trying to get something free, but still fourth and two.
See if they go maybe hard count. See if they can get Ogama's defense to jump. Nope, snap. Just give to Bartlett. Bartlett slips through the line. Will have the first down to the Ogama 38-yard line.
And that's you know, a lot of that is on him. He had to make a move at the line of scrimmage to avoid that first hit, and then he got himself sideways and just kind of pedaled himself forward for 3 yards when they needed to. So real nice effort by Bartlett right there. Not much in the hole, and you know, it's no secret. I think Ogama knows what's coming, and they're going to try and plug that and get him on the ground as soon as possible. But nice effort by Bartlett.
28-0 Ogama Heights, 9 minutes to play here in our third quarter. Snap and fake handoff. Sullivan runs out to the right side, strung out by Ogama Heights. He'll be taken down about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Plus, there is a penalty flag in the backfield here as well. It is a hold on Standish. So choice here for Ogama Heights, second and 11 or first and 20.
Yeah, they might move him back because they're probably in four-town territory anyway. But, you know, they're just trying to fake the dive right there and get Sullivan outside. But Sullivan can't outrun those linebackers. Ogama kids play fast. And I told you that their penetration has been giving Standish a lot of fits. And that's what happened right there. The kid came across the face of one of the linemen. He had to stick his arm out and grab a hold of him. That flag came out maybe a second after the ball was snapped, maybe not even that much. So just a defensive lineman, you know, ripping across a lineman's face trying to get penetration. Somebody had to grab him to slow him down. So they're going to take the penalty and move it back to first and more than Standish wants. Probably first and 20, first and 21.
They mark the ball at the 47, so it is first and 20. Got to get to the 27. In the pistol, Sullivan, wide receiver and a tight end outright. Bartlett straight behind. They bring a man in motion, snap. It's a fake give. Sullivan, ball on the ground. He just has to dive on it back at the Standish 49-yard line.
And that's an unblocked lineman in the backfield. I'm staring right down the line of the scrimmage, and I see him come off the ball, and one kid came free, not even blocked. So, and I don't think it was an inside linebacker either. I think it was a defensive lineman. So we got in a missed assignment right there. They're trying to run the ball wide, and they got penetration up the middle and got on him before they could get moving. So a loss of maybe four on that. So Standish, who started off the drive really well with Bartlett in a long run, are now really behind the sticks.
Second and 27 is not Standish's MO. That's not where they usually convert. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-0 Ogama Heights. Two wide receivers are to the right, one tight end right as well. Hard count. Ogama was in the neutral zone. They could have snapped it. Right. Snap to Sullivan. Sullivan faked the end around. He is sacked. Back at the 40.
The nose guard flinched. He wasn't quite over the line of scrimmage, I guess they're going to say. But, you know, they run that end around a couple times as a trick play with passes. This time they faked the end around, and I think he was going to roll the other way and trying to get rid of it. But as soon as he faked that end around, he had a lineman in the backfield. So, you know, once again, the aggressiveness of Ogama trying to get penetration and get in the backfield is really working for them.
All right, so you flip over the play card if you're Coach Malcolm, and you look for your third and 32 play.
Punt.
Okay, just punt now. Collins in motion across the formation. Snap. It's a straight drop back pass. Pressure on Sullivan. Has to step up through the contact. Now he'll take off and run. He's able to get about 4 yards. And fourth down, here comes the punting unit.
Yeah, once again, nice job by the Ogama secondary. You know, playing coverage, two corners, two safeties, and, you know, just about everybody from Standish is running deep, and they're running with them. So Sullivan's trying to make a play, trying to get past those linebackers, but the linebackers did a nice job right there not letting him get loose. He's trying to get up the middle, so nice job by them. But after that penalty on first down, they really went backwards to setting up a long fourth down, and the punt team is on the field.
It's Cardis back to return the punt. It's a nice snap. A little running punt, a line drive. Ball bounce and will be downed at about the 25-yard line. That's Rogam Heinz takes over. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. First and 10 here for Ogama Heights. It's a fullback dive to the left side. Calvin Marshall picks up about 4 to the 30-yard line, second down.
Yeah, just not much right there. It was a straight dive. You know, linebackers are probably reading near back or reading the backfield. They see him coming and they step up. And nice job, but still, you know, instead of getting him in the line of scrimmage, they get him at 2 yards downfield and he ends up probably 3 yards. So, you know, they're working positive for Ogama. Stay out of those long situations.
28-0 Ogama Heights over the top of Standish Sterling here in the middle of our third quarter. I formation behind Cardis. Snap, handoff to Schmidt. Carter Schmidt taken down across the 30 to 32. It's only a pickup of 3, third down.
Yeah, linebacker Carter McCluskey filling the hole right there and doing a nice job. But, you know, once again, they're getting 3 yards. They get 3 yards of play. You know, set up fourth and short, and they might go for it. So, yeah, at some point, you got to make a stop at the line of scrimmage, you know, and force them into a different down and distance and hopefully get them to punt on fourth down. But, yeah, Ogama, no secret, just going to slam it at you up 28-0, try to run the ball, run the clock, and keep getting the first downs.
Yeah, the clock is their best friend right now, needing 4 scores to be caught. I formation behind Cardis. They bring Hawk in motion to the right. One wide receiver outright. Snap. Handoff left side. Met in the backfield is Carter Schmidt. He's going to be driven back. Mass of humanity in the loss of 3 or 4, and Ogama will punt it away.
Yeah, you've got 3 or 4 linemen in the backfield, and you've got all the linebackers in the backfield. So they gambled right there that it was going to be straight run, and they went with their first read and attack. So real nice job. That's exactly what they needed. They need to stop giving up those 3-4 yard plays and flip the field. So, you know, right here with wet football, you never know if you can get a bad snap or you can get something like that. But, you know, make sure if they do kick it that you secure it. You can get the ball about midfield right here if they can get a little bit of a return.
Do it all player Carter Schmidt back to punt the one away. Trace Collins back to return. It's a good snap. End over end punt will land at the 40, and Ogama will down it at the 35. That's where Standish takes over right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. After the punt, Sullivan in the pistol, snap to him. He's going to look to pass, roll out left, not a lot of room, and in fact, he's going down, brought back at the 30-yard line. A sack there by Ogama Heights. It's a loss of 5, loss of 6, second down.
You know, last week with the Kingsley game, I was able to work on that game, and one thing we noticed that their defensive backs play coverage. They backpedal at the snap, and they are playing pass first, and you know, once they see that pass, they keep going. So nobody's open deep, and you've only got 7 in the box, so you've got to figure out a way to block those 7 because you know the DBs are bailing.
Snap, handoff, Bartlett bounces it outside to the 30, 35, and out of bounds. Gain of about 4. He'll be down a yard short of the original line of scrimmage. 28-0 Ogama Heights, 3:29 to play here in the third. This game brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, the DeBold Insurance Agency in West Branch, Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, Smith & Associates, CPA of Standish, Fergie's Pizza of Standish, and Cliff's Bar of Sterling. There a penalty on that?
It looks like they marked off 5 yards. I think it might be a second sideline warning. I didn't see a flag, but I saw the referee motioning the sideline warning. So right now they're back at the original line of scrimmage.
Rain is coming down a little harder now. That's good. So it is second down at the 31-yard line. So yeah, 5 yard penalty.
Yeah, we gained 5, lost 5 on the penalty, so it's going to bring up 2nd and 15, 16 maybe.
Bartlett there with Sullivan. They will give it to Bartlett. Bartlett able to slip a couple of tackles, got across the 35 to the 38. Third down and eight.
Yeah, once they accept the penalty, it remains second down, so it gives them the extra play, but the more yardage. But, you know, nice run right there. Gains 8 yards. Problem is they're behind the sticks, and they got to get another 10 to get a first down, another 9 to get a first down. So if they can get a play like that on first down, just keep the chains moving. But, you know, they're getting those when they're third and 17 instead of when they're second and 6.
Two wide receivers right. Snap. It's going to be a fake to Bartlett, and Sullivan kept it. And, well, number 7 there for Ogama Heights knew it and dropped him for a big loss. Brant Provost back at the 33.
Yeah, he's coming from a defensive end spot, and Jace Peters, inside backer, he's coming from a linebacker spot. Like I said, the penetration really is hurting the Standish kids. They're not picking up those blitzers. They're not picking up those linemen that are going down. So you almost got to go with some quick hitters, you know, some kind of traps or something that are quick up the middle and get those linemen to run right out of the hole.
Punting unit on. Good high kick, angle to the sideline. Cardis comes up, makes the catch, and we'll be taken down about where he caught it at the 40-yard line. This game is brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, McDonald's in Rose City, Mayo Wasco to Roscommon in Tama City, by Rose City Ace Hardware, by My Michigan Health, and by the care team in Standish. Brad Allen alongside Scott Lewick.
Yeah, the kicking game's going really well for Ogama, too. You know, that punt, we thought maybe Sanders could start at midfield. They had a nice directional punt from Schmidt where he kicked it over to the sideline. They didn't get any return, so they're down at the 38 instead of midfield. And then right there, the punt, Carter is able to step up and field it and get forward for a little bit, too. So right now, the kicking game's working for Ogama in their favor as well.
1:52 to play in the third quarter, 28-0 Ogama Heights. Hawk comes in motion behind the formation. They will pitch it to him. Hawk looking to bounce outside, able to slip a couple of tackles, get down the sideline, taken out around midfield, and this should be enough for a first down. It is gain of 11, first down Ogama Heights.
Yeah, a little quick pitch. You know, he goes in motion behind the quarterback. They toss it to him. He made a man miss about maybe for 1 yard gain. He made a man miss. Otherwise, they only would have gained one. But real nice run by him. A little bit shifty right there to make that run. So really, we're not seeing any rain effect on the kids running the ball. They seem to be able to grasp the grass pretty good and make cuts on it.
Yeah, the only ball we've seen hit the ground really was the opening play for Standish. Snap, fullback dive up the gut to the 46-yard line. Pick up a 4.
Yeah, they've both teams have done pretty well with the ball security. Other than like you said, that first play, that first pitch. So, you know, no secret for Ogama. They're still going to run the ball out the middle, and big guys are going to take care of it. So, you know, they get 3 on first down, just running inside isolation behind the fullback. Set up 2nd and 6, and they're past midfield. So, timeout, Ogama.
Ogama wants to talk about it. They lead 28-0. 76 seconds to go in the quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. First play out of the timeout is a handoff to Carter Schmidt. Carter Schmidt cut down in the backfield, a loss of 2 on the play, 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, 46, Tucker Rocco's right there. He's able to get through the gap right there and make a nice play on 2nd down and 7. It's going to turn into 3rd down and 8. You know, we can count on our hand how many times Ogama's had a negative play tonight. So, real nice job. I don't know what they needed in that timeout, if they had an equipment issue with the quarterback or something like that, but a little bit of an odd time to take him and then come right out of it and just run one of your base plays. So, looks like everybody's back in there and going.
3rd down and 7. Snap. Just a handoff to Schmidt. Head of steam. Breaks the tackle and gets across the 40 for a first down to the 38-yard line. That might have been his most impressive run of the night.
Yeah, he ran right over linebacker right there. Tried to step up and take him on. And, you know, the linebacker did the right thing. Tried to take him in the thigh pad. But Carter got his pads down too and just kind of ran him over and then stumbled forward for a few more. You know, 3rd and 8 turns into a first down.
And they do not need to run another play in the third. They will not. So at the end of 3, it's Ogama Heights 28, Standish nothing. And WKJC, your power station for sports. Hey! First play of the fourth quarter. Snap. Cardis rolls out to the right, looking, fires it over the head of his intended receiver. Out of bounds. And
yeah, just a quick sprint out right, just trying to share the ball. You know, like you said, they like to share the ball, and you know, these receivers that are blocking all night, try to get them a reception. So just a stick route at about 7-8 yards down the field, and just missed him a little bit wide and high and outside. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 10. But nice throw. I mean, he's not having trouble gripping the ball. That's for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned you know, before the game they got great footballs now. They don't have to worry about those. Yeah. No wet ball anymore. Second down and 10. Single back behind Cardis in that fullback spot. He's going to drop back to pass. Screen. A lot of pressure in his face. It's a screen pass, but it is red and going down. A couple of yard loss, 53 for Standish Sterling. Got in to make that play, Nick Deshays.
Yeah, a real nice play right there. I saw it right away. I saw Hawk cross the field, and you know those linemen, those defensive linemen, saw the same thing. They saw that tight end kind of crossing their face, and they know it's not a run play that he's pulling on, so it must be a screen. They didn't fall for it at all. So really nice play, play by Deshays right there to not be fooled on the screen, and make the tackle to end the play. So nice job by him.
28-0, Ogemaw Heights. Just taking advantage of some mistakes by Standish Sterling today. We've had no scoring in the second half. It was 28-0, Ogemaw Heights over Standish at the half. I formation, third down and 13. They bring a man, the single back, Hawk, back out. Pressure on Cardis. He goes back to throw. Spins off of four different Panthers. Looks down the field and will slip out of bounds at about the 37. And he picked up about 4 yards.
I was going to say, it's going to be
7, 8 yards.
I'm
wow.
trying to see where they're going to spot it. Gain of about 7, but that should have been a loss of about 12. Standish really missed an opportunity right there to put him in fourth and super long. It's still fourth and 7. Trying to boot out of that, but they were all over it. But you know they kind of tackled each other instead of getting him on the ground. So at the end of the run, you can see Xander Carter's lower his shoulder on the first guy coming up to see him tackle too. So another tough kid, real strong kid, and finished the run the way you want to see kids finish the run. So it's going to bring up about 4th and 7, 36-yard line.
One running back is Marshall. Snap, straight drop back pass. Good clean pocket. Now he has to roll out right. Fires deep down the field. Jump ball. And that is good defense by the wide receiver. Knocked that one away. Rob Hawk punched it away. So it wasn't intercepted, but actually he should have let him pick it. It was fourth down. He should have let him pick it.
He should have let him intercept it because he could have tackled him right there about the 2-yard line. So nice job by Stannis right there getting some pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, Xander Carter sitting in the pocket right there, throws it as far as he can. But, you know, by the time he got rid of it, he was underthrown a little bit. And he took a little bit of a hit. You can see he's kind of breathing hard right now. But, yeah, good point. Let the kid catch it, tackle him right there. So, and I don't know if the kid would have caught it. I think he was going to bat it down too. But either way, Stannis is able to take over the 35-yard line, getting another stop.
Trailing 28 now. Can they just get some points on the board? Feel good about themselves. Hand off to Bartlett. Bartlett has to try and cut back, and he's able to find a couple of yards to the 40. Pick up a 4, second down and 6.
You know, we talked that four defensive backs, two corners, two safeties for Ogemaw, and they backpedal on the snap, and they're making their read for pass. They are pass-first defenders. So that leaves 7 guys in the box, and Standish is able to block those 7 guys, but they fill so hard. You know, they're filling, so it's a 4-yard gain when they may have a hole, but once they get through the hole, there's somebody there filling it.
Snap, handoff, Bartlett again.
Bartlett on the carry.
Got to about the 43. So that's a gain of 3, third down and 4.
Yeah, and he gets up through the hole, and there's a linebacker sitting right there as expected, and he can either run him over, he can make him miss, or just try to get what you can. So you know, he tries to go through him, but it's a stalemate. It's going to bring up about 3rd and 4. You'd think they'd take 2 plays here to get the first down, but we'll see what they get on 3rd down.
Snap, handoff, Rokas. Rokas through the line, stacked up. See where they mark him. He fell, but I think he fell after the whistle.
I think he's on top of the pile. I think that's a bad spot. He did a real nice job keeping his feet pumping and pushing the pile. But then, at the end, I thought the whistle kind of came before he was even done.
Before he was done moving. Yeah.
And, then he kind of falls over the pile. I think he was in right out maybe 4th and less than 1, but right now it's about 4th and 2. Punt team's on the field. Looks like Ogemaw's in their standard defense, probably not thinking.
It's a fake.
So they've got this in. They've got it sealed.
Plenty for a first down across the minute they were in the punt unit out there. No chance they were punting that football.
Right.
Ball on the 47-yard line. 88 for Standish Sterling is the punter. We should call is the Caleb Emmons who makes the play out there and picks up the first down.
And the outside defender right there for Ogemaw comes up field to make sure that it doesn't happen. He's the only guy they had to block, and they got him blocked. And then he was able to turn it up and get the first down.
First and 10 at the Ogemaw 47-yard line. Snap, give to Rokas. Rokas untouched across the 45, taken down at the 43-yard line. Pick up a five.
Christian on the stop.
Out of town scoreboard, Mayo. Looking like they're going to pick up a win. 6 minutes left, leading Whittemore Prescott 16-0. It's a Whittemore Prescott team you're going to see next week?
Yeah, Whittemore and Elkhona. It'd be fun. I haven't seen the Elkhona kids play yet. Just saw them on the internet once, but I haven't seen them live, so I'll be excited to see these kids.
Second and six, snap, Sullivan, straight drop back pass. Fires right. Oh, it slipped out of his hand. That's a backwards pass. And Ogama's on the ball.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen that out of a quarterback on either team. You know, they step back to throw the pass, and just slips out of his hand. And even though his arm's going forward, the ball landed backwards. So it would be an incomplete pass. It is backwards, and it is legal, and Ogama jumps on it. So, you know, Stannis shoots himself in the foot right there. But, you know, like I said, they're not too far away. They just got to keep grounding out the first downs. But defense is back on the field. See, if they can get another stop. They've stopped him three times this half already. But Ogama's doing a real good job of running that clock. It's already down to 7 minutes, so... This might be one or two possessions. This game might be over.
That was one of the first wet ball plays we've seen in the game. That was just pure wet ball. He went back to pass. The ball stayed back there, and his arm went forward. I formation for Cardiff. Snap, pitch right side. Lambert looking for a room and not going to find a lock. Got across the 45-yard line to the 44.
Yeah, and Lambert, he's a sophomore running back as well, and he's a tough runner. He's a... You know, in that Carter Schmidt mold, he's just not quite as fast and quite as strong yet. But, you know, he's one of those guys that could replace Carter Schmidt in the future and be that tailback for them. So only about 2 yards on the first down. So nice job by the Tawas, or by the Tawas, by the Stannis kids fighting him right there and not giving up too much.
That's me next week. Tawas next week. Up in Boyne City. That'll be me next week.
I should be able to just say anybody and you guys agree. And, I mean, I'm just getting old.
We just nod our heads. We're good. All right. It is second down. About seven. They bring a man across the formation. I formation behind Cardis. Now they send the tailback out but hand it off to Marshall, the fullback. Nice little burst across the 40-yard line.
Yeah, just trying to get run a little quick motion right there, trying to get one linebacker out of the box. You know, they flex the defensive back a little bit, but they still got linebackers there. And nice hard run, pads forward, you know, good for 4 yards, set up third and three, exactly what they want. Keep moving the ball forward. Don't have those negative plays. Don't have those penalties. And keep that clock running.
This is the type of game we expected in the first half, the 0-0 second half. This is kind of what we were thinking, but now 28-0. I formation behind Cardis, third down, short three. Snap, handoff, Lambert stacked up. This is going to be short of the yard to gain.
Lambert on the carry.
Fourth down and one.
Yeah, he kind of got stood up. He wasn't able to get his pass forward and get the extra momentum with contact right there. So he kind of got stood up, and then, as the pile got there, he wasn't able to get his get his feet forward and get his pass forward and then get that lean. So he got stood up, and you know they might have gained one or two, but it's still going to be fourth down. Coach is looking at it right now. I don't think they have any intention of punting. But yeah, about fourth and one and a half.
Seemed like they've kind of pulled some of the starters down. Calvin Marshall in there with instead of having Carter Schmidt in there. It's a dirty jersey in the back. That might be Schmidt again.
No, I think it's still Lambert.
Fourth down and one. Half to assume he's getting the ball. Snap. Yep, Lambert gets the carry, and he is going to power through for a first down. Pickup of about three. Almost the 35-yard line of Standard Sterling, first and 10. And with under 5 minutes to play now, Ogama Heights, they're just really staring at that clock and how much can they burn it.
Nice job by Lambert right there. That time he did get his pads forward. He didn't let anybody get underneath him and stand him up. So, you know, as the contact came, he's got his momentum, his strength, good enough to get that first down. So it's going to get him about the 35-yard line. Like you said, it's under 5 minutes. Clock's running.
So they'll take their time getting the plays in. Xander Cardis will head there to the line. Two wide receivers left, I formation. Wide receivers almost don't matter right now. Move a man over to the left side, get an extra tight end to the left. Cardis waiting. Making sure that clock is under 5 seconds before he snaps it. There's the snap. It's a pitch left side to Lambert. Good seal by the Ogama Heights offensive line. Big hole on the left. And we do have a penalty flag coming behind the play as it's down inside the 10 is Connor Lambert, but this is going to come back for a hole.
Yeah, and they got the edge sealed right away, and they did a real nice job, and he turned up the speed. But I did see I did see what I thought was a hold right there on the edge as well, a little bit downfield. So that's going to be about the 27-yard line. So it's probably going to bring up about second and 13. But nice job by Lambert. Once he turned the corner, he got up to speed. And, you know, I like these Oakmaw backs. They don't run out of bounds. They're, you know, somebody's coming in for contact. You're going to get it. I'll give it to you. So nice job. Like him, he's going to have a bright future. He's sophomore, like I said. They got a sophomore backfield right now. So it'd be good to watch him for a couple years.
And guys, they do a real nice job of working in guys like Lambert throughout the game. You know, he's going to play a lot now, but he does see the field in the first half too. They work him in, not just here at the end of games. So these guys are ready to go at all times.
Yeah, I've seen a few Oklahoma films, and I see him on the field quite a bit, rotating with Carter Schmidt. So I wouldn't expect you'll see Carter Schmidt the rest of the way. There's, you know, no reason to wear him out in a game like this.
Going to have under 4 minutes to play when they snap this football. 28-0 Oklahoma Heights here over the Panthers. I formation behind Curtis. One wide receiver outright. Snaps, pitch play to the right. Lambert breaks a tackle in the backfield. And
Lambert on the carry.
Going to gain maybe a yard or two. It was first and about 12, maybe 13. Now it'll be second down and 11.
Yeah, nice job by Brecken Stokosinski. Playing his defensive end position right there, getting upfield and, man, turning that play back in. That's a quick pitch. They're trying to get to the sideline. He turned that back in. Like I said, once you turn it in, you got the linebackers right there to make a tackle. So, you know, it's a lot shorter route for your pursuit guys to get there when you can turn it back inside. So he really made the play for them, and they ended up losing a yard on first down.
Second down and 11, 3:20 to play here in our final quarter. Oklahoma Heights doing a great job of picking up first downs and picking them up slowly.
And getting in some clean jerseys. Yeah, rotating quite a few kids right now.
That's a lot of white jerseys on the field. You're right. Single back, snap, handoff right at the gut, and going almost nowhere. It's ball carrier 22, Lambert. I think he tripped over his offensive lineman.
Yeah, and he was lined up. You know, they get that set where there's just a single back, and he's lined up really in a sniffer position right behind the quarterback. And he might have been too tight. You know, as Curtis opened up to hand it to him, they kind of hit each other right away, and you know, you kind of see Carter snap his head back like he was kind of surprised that he was that close. So it's going to bring up about 3rd and 10. See if they want to sprint out right here and try to pick it up on a pass. Or I don't know if they want to roll him out and run it, but he might want to try to pick it up on a rollout pass here. A couple fresh jerseys over there in the bunch formation to the right.
Still going to line up Lambert in that same fullback set, even though he's the only one out there. 3 wide receivers out right, and they're just going to push Curtis forward. Curtis up to about the 30-yard line. So he's been quarterback sneak and just let Lambert shove him forward.
Yeah, I think that might have been like a little dive follow. Like he opened up for the dive, but then he just kind of followed him. And like I said, like the last play, they kind of run into each other. And but yeah, they end up pushing forward, get 6 yards on that little half quarterback sneak, half follow. But 4th and 5, and doing a real nice job of running the clock.
We are under 2 minutes to play, and if they pick this up, they can just round it out. They're going to call a timeout. They brought a new quarterback in that was not Xander Curtis in the game, so we'll take a break. It is 28-0 Oklahoma Heights. Wrap it up after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Wanda and Company Family Hair Care of Standish, Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, Wheeler's Restaurant of Standish, State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City, Mercantile Bank of Rose City and West Branch. 4th down and 5 here for Oklahoma Heights. Snap, pitch out left. That's a new ball carry into the game. That's a clean white jersey, and he's not going to get there. This is going to be a turnover on downs as number 15 got the football there for Oklahoma Heights. That's Nick Klein.
Yeah, he's a senior, and he was running on the field late right there before the timeout, and they want to get him give him a chance to run the ball. They go quick pitch, get him out in space, and you know, see what he can do. But nice job by Stannis running him down right there. So
see if they can get one drive. 2-minute drill again with 1:35 to go.
Yeah, they started at the end of the half. They started with 2 minutes on the clock, and they ended up 3 yards short. So they're going to need to start the drive with a big play. And I noticed that, oh, he is back in. Bartlett had been out, but he's back in now.
I'll just give it right to him. Bartlett slipping a couple of tackles. Found a crease on the left side. Makes Hawk miss. And across midfield, it's him and a bunch of Falcons as he's taken down at about the 30-yard line. A big gain for Jacob Bartlett.
Yeah, and Oklahoma, like I said, they're running in some subs. They got some subs on defense right there. And like you know, Bartlett, once he gets through that first hole, he can be electric. There's no linebacker there, and there wasn't. And then he kind of zigs his way down the field, zigzag. And like you said, at the end, there's about five of them trying to swarm him in because he wasn't outrunning them.
Standish takes the timeout back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Wiltie Insurance of Standish and Miles & Sons Insurance of Standish, Pinconning, and Oscoda. First and 10 from the Ogama 30 here for Standish. Sterling snap. Back, nope, handoff to Bartlett. And Bartlett stood up. He never went down, but forward progress. Taken down with a loss of one. And timeout, Standish Sterling.
You got some defensive linemen. Just cutting your offensive lineman and making a pile, and he had to try to jump over the pile, and they stopped him right there.
28 to nothing, Ogama Heights. 1:22 to play, back in another 30 seconds on WKJC, your primary station for sports. Standish heads out onto the field. I got Jacob Bartlett this far. Now they take him out of the game. Bet you they get him back in there if they get inside the 10. This tells me they're throwing this football. Sullivan wants, they want to get this ball in the air. 42 into the game now for Standish Sterling at running back. That's Riley Blanchard. Snap, high snap. Sullivan is able to find it, and he just has to go down back at the 40-yard line. Just looked up, and there are five Falcons right in his face.
Yeah, that was a pass play. They might have been looking for a fresh jersey, maybe a sub, try to get a one-on-one matchup that they could get to. But you know, once the snap was high and outside, the play was over.
They're going to take another timeout. So will we. They take their final one. It's third down and long after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Downfield leaflet. Get to 20 with the gang cross.
Out of the timeout, Standish Sterling, third down and 20. Maybe see how far Sullivan can throw it. Ball on the Ogama 39. Bunch formation, no wide receivers. Sullivan's just going to run it. Able to get across the 35. About the 33. It'll be fourth down there with a minute left.
Like Ogama, you know, Ogama's running in a whole new unit right now. And Standish has done the same thing. They've replaced a lot of their starting offensive linemen. Bartlett's out of the game. So a lot of subs in the game right now, trying to get them just a few reps. You know, see if they can, fourth and 12, see if they can break something here. You know, I would probably go four wide, send them all deep, and run a quarterback
Ogama
draw.
Ogama just took a timeout. That's ridiculous.
Timeout,
all right, well, Ogama up 28-0 with 40 seconds left. Just took a timeout. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, they got 11.
Fourth down and 13 from the Ogama 33-yard line. 28-0, Ogama Heights. 40 seconds left in the game. Standish just trying to get on the board. Snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Able to roll out of it with Sullivan. Now he's just looking, just throw it out of bounds. Threw it to the ball boy on the sideline. Nice catch over there, one-handed.
Yeah, one-man route, trying to go max protection, trying to get 15 open for a pass right there, but he's covered pretty well. And instead of taking a sack, we just throw it away, and Ogama will come out and take a knee, and that'll be the game.
A very well-done, well-played game by the Ogama Heights Falcons. Deserve to take this knee. They're going to move to 7-1. They're going to face the number one team in Division 6 next week in Elmont. It is victory formation. Cardis is in there, two very deep backs. Just protecting against the real squib of a snap. Snap, kneel down, that'll end it. So our final score tonight, Ogama Heights tops the Standish Sterling Panthers 28-0.